California hires recalled SF district attorney to train law students in criminal justice. Commentary. California leaders continue to charge ahead in implementing a radical progressive agenda, even when it goes directly against the will of the people. For instance, California voters have twice voted to ban the use of affirmative action in hiring and school admissions. But the state's leaders continue to implement gender and racial equity through a myriad of laws, programs, and policies. The state's universities even banned the use of objective measures of merit like SAT scores in order to allow them to implement more equitable standards for admissions. The latest example is the hiring of ousted San Francisco District Attorney Chisa Budin by the state's most prestigious public law school, University of California, Berkeley. Budin's hiring came less than 1 year after the people of San Francisco voted to recall him from his position by an over 10-point margin. Some defended the controversial hire, noting that law students must be open to hearing all views. But speaking from experience, when you are 22 years old and learning criminal law for the first time, who teaches it and what is taught has a lasting impression. Most law students do not have a sufficient frame of reference to disagree with a law professor. Further, he was not just hired as a professor. He was hired as the executive director for the school's new Criminal Law and Justice Center. The purpose of the center appears to be to promote the implementation of precisely the type of criminal justice Budin implemented in San Francisco. According to Berkeley Law's website, the center was created to tackle projects to address foundational problems including structural inequities related to poverty and racism. It goes on to note, studies show that black men have a 1 in 4 chance of being incarcerated compared to 1 in 23 for white men. Black women are 6 times as likely to be imprisoned as white women, and ethnic minorities are arrested more often and punished more severely than white people for the same offenses. The center, like Budin, simply assumes that any disparity in incarceration rates between white and black people and ethnic minorities are the result of racism. This is simply false. As Barack Obama said in 2008, children who grow up without a father are 5 times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. Indeed, black children are far more likely to live in a single-parent families at 64%. Only 24% of white children do, and only 16% of Asians. Incarceration rates mirror these numbers, with Asians having by far the lowest rate, followed by white people, with black people having the highest. The center conveniently does not address Asians specifically, only ethnic minorities. If it did, it would have to acknowledge that, miraculously, this minority group does not suffer from any discrimination in criminal justice. The Budin hire could be seen as a slap in the face to residents of San Francisco, who suffered a huge increase in crime and general lawlessness as a result of Budin's radical reforms. He was accused of turning the district attorney's office into a second public defender's office. Budin allegedly fired the city's best prosecutors, replacing them with former public defenders. Around 50% of his district attorney staff either quit, were fired, or retired. Rather than doing the job of the district attorney, i.e., prosecuting criminals according to the laws, he took it upon himself to implement policies designed to reduce the prison population. This includes ending cash bail, not charging for lesser crimes, reducing charges on all crimes, and allowing for early release of prisoners. In addition, Budin took office as the city's top prosecutor, having never been a prosecutor himself. A poll taken a few months before the recall showed 70% of residents disapproved of Budin's performance. "These Soros-backed prosecutors are 1960s-type radicals, pure and simple," said Jonathan Hatami, a Los Angeles assistant district attorney, who sued the current district attorney, George Gascon, over his policies and is now the leading candidate to unseat him in the upcoming election. Budin and Gascon refuse to carry out the basic functions of their job. They take whole classes of crimes and reclassify them as non-crimes. In both San Francisco and LA, their leadership had resulted in an institutional breakdown of professional and prosecutorial norms. They run the office like a parallel public defender's office, Hatami said. Former District Attorney Budin was also a former translator for the late Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez. His family background includes Marxist theoreticians, socialist party leaders, and members of the Weather Underground leftist radical group founded in the 1960s. His parents were convicted of murder for their role in the killing of three people during the 1981 robbery of a Brinks armored car. With his parents behind bars, Budin was raised by infamous Weather Underground members Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn, who decided to hire this guy to work for a state university that operates on taxpayer money to train the next generation of lawyers on criminal law. Berkeley Law School Dean Erwin Kemerinsky, who is viewed by many as the architect of this brand of leftist criminal justice reform. He worked with Gaskin to implement 66 blanket directives upon taking office, all designed to limit the ability of prosecutors to do their job. Budin and Gaskin are exactly the type of district attorneys that Kemerinsky contends are needed. He wrote a passionate defense of Gaskin in the Los Angeles Times when he was facing a recall. Gaskin's new policies move the office away from excessive tough-on-crime charging and sentencing practices that did not enhance public safety, but instead have produced overcrowding in prisons and jails, Kemerinsky wrote. Gaskin had also never been a prosecutor, indeed had never even practiced law, when San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom appointed him district attorney. After two terms, he declined to seek re-election and later ran in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles County District Attorney is up for re-election in 2024. With the city suffering the same problems San Francisco suffered under Budin, Angelenos are poised to replace Gaskin with someone like Hatami, who plans to actually do the job and enforce the law. A place at Berkeley's Law and Criminal Justice Center will no doubt be waiting for Gaskin. We can only hope it will soon house all the state's leftist radicals.